Nolte, Andrew Cuomo's Rat Out Your Neighbor Thanksgiving Program Failed. By John Nolte on November 28, 2020. Hardly any New Yorkers called in to rat out their neighbors over Thanksgiving, reports Tony Aiello of CBS New York. I heard back from 38 of the state's 58 sheriffs. New York Sheriff's Executive Director Peter Keo told Aiello. They reported that 6 calls came in through the state's hotline regarding gatherings of more than 10 people. Unknown if the state police responded to any of them. Sheriffs did not, no resources available. One other complainant gave no address, he added, and could not be responded to. 2 other calls came directly to sheriff's offices, but sheriffs had no resources available to respond. The PAWS hotline Keo mentions is this, is a specific hotline set up by Cuomo to rat out your own neighbors. If you are aware of any non-essential gatherings or any non-essential businesses or entities operating in violation of New York on PAWS, please choose the appropriate complaint below. Governor Cuomo also announced the state is increasing the maximum fine for violations of the state's social distancing protocol from $500 to $1,000 to help address the lack of adherence to social distancing protocols. The governor reminded localities that they have the authority to enforce the protocols. Of course, if you are rioting or looting or lighting buildings on fire, that's essential, as is prematurely celebrating Joe Biden's victory. You got to love the gall of fascist Democrats who just spent 9 months burning down Democrat-run cities to call for the police to be defunded, to demand the police be disbanded due to over-aggressive policing, and here they are wanting the police to break up your Thanksgiving gathering. Ratting out a neighbor. Ratting out anyone over something that in no way affects me is just beyond my comprehension, is about as un-American as it gets. Like I've said 1,000 times. If I'm wearing a mask, what do I care if you don't? If I'm social distancing, what do I care if you don't? We didn't ban gay sex in the 80s when AIDS had a 100% death rate. We educated people and allowed them to make their own decision about their own behavior based on the risk. According to the CDC, the survival rate for the coronavirus is 996 out of 1,000. And now, we are all educated on the risks. And we should now be allowed to live our lives however we like, take whatever risks we choose. And I'll tell you something else. You want to know why these sheriffs didn't respond to the rats who ratted out their neighbors? My guess is that it had zero to do with lack of resources and everything to do with the fact that we elect our own sheriffs. This is why local law enforcement is crucial. This is why it's vital that law enforcement live in the communities they serve. That way they have to show their faces, have to live with, have to deal with the decisions they make. This is why federalizing the police is the worst idea in the world. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.